Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Perret, P-E-R-R-E-T, 5/27/1932. Date of visit was Saturday, 1 p.m., and that was on the 27th. Face-to-face evaluation. This 92-year-old gentleman is being evaluated for face-to-face today, Saturday the 27th at 1 p.m., period. New paragraph is currently on hospice with Parkinsonism, stage 4 decubitus ulcer. He continues to lose weight with decreased appetite, ADL dependency, and off-and-on aspiration syndrome, period. Patient is very much bedbound, the bowel and bladder incontinent, period. New paragraph. Joseph is not as awake as he was when he was visited back in. He's somewhat more confused. He suffers also from urinary retention, EPH, hyperlipidemia, aphasia, hypotension, related to Parkinsonism, autonomic nervous dysfunction. The cubitus ulcer stage 4 with bone involvement, hearing loss, neuropathy. He's totally bedbound. Suffers from encephalopathy, weakness, and confusion, period. In the paragraph, he was oriented to person, but no longer is at this time, period. Patient's history has not changed any. He's originally from New Orleans. He was a teacher for years. He's single, has one child, period. In the paragraph, his weight has continued to decrease. Weight continues to go down because of not eating. He suffers from protein calorie malnutrition as well. His decubitus ulcer is not only unavoidable, but he will never heal that because of his lack of protein and inability to assimilate, period. His KPA score is 40%. Prognosis remains poor, remains hospice appropriate, and requires pain medication on a regular basis to control his pain syndrome. Thank you.